This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Virginia Hamilton in the studio. She's the founder of Canine Commandos. Virginia, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Okay, Canine Commandos, that sounds really cool. What is it?
It is a program that was started about 10 years ago. I teach gifted elementary, and back then, we had to have community service for the gifted kids. Mm-hmm. So we did the canned food drives, that kind of thing, which is cool and which is needed, but I wanted something that would excite the kids, something that would be sustainable. So one day I was just watching the Animal Planet channel, and there was a dog obedience trainer on there saying that dogs are often overlooked in our shelters due to lack of training, and that with just minutes a day, we can retrain them to the behaviors that the community would accept and therefore raise the adoption rate. And so that's how that all started. So I brought the idea to my principal and she was all for it. The parents were all for it. And then we started. The kids came up, brainstormed the idea, the logo, everything that's done. The website is all kid done. So I took my class and this was great. And then I took another class and I thought, okay, this is great too. But twice a month just wasn't cutting it. I knew I had to have daily consistent training. So about 3 years ago, I was given a grant of $10,000 and we had 11 schools. Last year we had 19 schools. So
wow.
My kids will go in, we'll pick out the dogs, train them, and we leave a comment card. So the next school that comes in the next day goes to the same dogs with the comment cards and pulls them. And the comment card has the five different commands that we've trained them with. And the first command is watch me. If that dog has mastered that command, then they check it off. And if not, they just keep working on that command until we can check it off. And the next day, school knows where to pick up and where to continue with that dog until the adoption is hopefully. We train at Central Brevard Humane Society in Cocoa and South Animal Care Center. We do know that at Central Brevard Humane Society, we have a 49% success rate. And how we determine that is at the bottom of the card, when the dog is adopted, they're handed the card to the new mommy daddy and just says, the one question, make it simple. Did the fact that this dog was trained have any bearing on you adopting? They check yes or no. So that's how we're able to figure out our success. South Animal Care Center, we didn't have so much luck with the cards. So work together, communicate, and get going. Because as you know, South Animal Care Center is the kill center, you know, our county centers. And I'm also the education director for Brevard Aiding Shelter Animals Project. I'm very familiar with what the shelters are doing, what they're not doing, how successful they are, and which animals make it, and sometimes which ones don't. And you know, I can't tell my kids because it's just too heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So,
well, that is just fabulous. So the kids who have had no previous experience training, you just take them there and tell them what to do? And
well, in my case and in one other school, because we're both pretty competent with training, I have my own personal dog that I bring into the classroom and the kids practice the training there.
Oh, okay.
So then when we go out to the shelters, then they're in their groups, small groups, and they each have a dog and then they do the training with these dogs. And then I will walk around there. Each group has a parent with them and I'll walk around, make sure they're doing them correctly. Now, the schools that go that do not have any experience, the grant monies that we've used, grant supplies, the materials, the buses for the kids, and the trainer that we have hired, and that she goes out with the schools and works with the kids and watches it. And what's really cool about Central Brevard Humane Society is that they have very few dogs because their adoption rate is so high or is much better. And so the kids are all split up into different groups. So they'll have one outside training a dog, another one inside socializing cats, another one inside clicker training the dogs in the runs. And then they started agility training. So there'll be a group out with agility equipment with a dog teaching them how to go through the different courses.
So you got a grant. Is that a one-time deal? Is it possible to get more?
I got a grant through the Gifted Challenge grant, which was a couple years ago. Then the past 2 years, the year before last, IMES gave us $10,000. And I had some left over and IMES gave us $1,500 more. So this year we're starting out with roughly $2,400 and that's not going to cut it. So what we've done is we've connected. I teach at Indy Atlantic Elementary School. So now the commandos go through our PTO because they're 501c3 organization. So on our website, which is www.caninecommandos.com, everybody can go to that site and donate through PayPal, which is linked through the site. So that should help. So I've got some starting funds, but and I'm going to continue writing grants.
So donations are very much accepted.
Yes.
And a tax deductible.
Yep.
So all they have to do is go to caninecommandos.com.
Yes. And the kids made that site. So even the song that's on there, the theme song, was written and the lyrics and the melody all done by the kids.
So this is just a win-win-win because you'll help to save animals. You'll help kids to learn how to train and contribute to society, and
yes,
it's all just really a good thing.
Well, these kids are going to be our leaders someday, so I even tell them, if animals are not your thing, get involved some way in the community, volunteer, help. The basic goal is to tell them that it's okay to put others before yourselves.
Virginia, what you're doing is great. So everyone go to caninecommandos.com and you can find out more about the program and make a donation.
Yes, everything's on there. All the schools listed, what we do, the awards we've been given. Good Morning America, we were chosen as one of best 18 in the country. So we've been published and Very growing. It's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Terry.